Bring in a prisoner, sister. Don't be frightened, girl. Do you know who I am? Yes. The Inquisitor's daughter. But you have no reason to fear me. I won't hurt you. The other sisters. Members of the Holy Order tasked with my protection. They'll not harm you either. I promise. I understand your skepticism. Do you know what that word means? To be skeptical means to doubt. To distrust. No. Be calm. Be calm. I know that to doubt the Inquisitor is blasphemy. A death sentence. But you may speak freely here inside my tent. My tent is a sanctuary. Let me prove it. I despise my father's brutal ways. I abhor how he converts unbelievers through intimidation and torture. His mission to bring his religion to the outer territories is simply an excuse to inflict pain on helpless souls. You see, I have decried the Holy Order. I have committed blasphemy. Here, in the presence of the sisters. And yet, no harm befalls me, unless you count the stern looks and pinched lips. Oh, you think me safe? Why? Because I am the Inquisitor's child. My father's first instinct, upon discovering he'd been shadowed with a daughter, was to draw his dagger to sacrifice me. I see. You believe I'm protected by the curse. You've heard of it, then? Even out here, in the territory. How my mother, the birth and bed awash with her blood, kept my father from killing me by forever binding us together with her dying curse. She will be a light to your shadow. If she is killed, eternal darkness will obliterate you. She will be comfort to your cruelty. If she is harmed, endless cold will consume you. Her purity will be the balance to your lust. If she is defiled, you shall fall forever through the void. My mother loved me. With her last breath, she sought to protect me. But all curses come at a price. And her love for me has doomed the world to my father's evil. For the curse that protects me shields him in reverse. As long as I live and stay pure, my father remains safe. As long as no injury befalls me, no harm can come to him. My safety has allowed him to conquer and convert half the world. Each new province that falls to his order only serves to fuel his lust to dominate all the remain. Your small village is little more than a heartbeat in his orgy of terror. And so, he keeps me close. Dragging me from battle to battle, close and eternally watched. A full company of his most ruthless warrior priests around his tent, and the sisters spy on me even as they minister to my needs. I remain a prisoner. so he can be free. Free to wage, to raise his endless war. But the curse affords me some leeway in striking a balance. Even the tiniest act of kindness may balance the atrocities of the armor of the scale. The distance between a true heart and a true believer be long enough. And so, from its new territory, my father enslaves, I choose a woman to be my surrogate, to walk your land in my name, spreading my gospel of kindness, charity, chastity. She wears my seal, assuring that she will be unmolested, though she might enter the darkest lair. I have chosen you. Still skeptical. I suppose a persecuted people will always find it simpler to believe in evil. And what I ask is not simple, girl. What I ask is much harder than fear and hate. I ask for trust. I ask for true faith. Will you agree to learn my ways? Will you be a source of light and warmth and comfort in these terrible times? A single woman against my father's army of priests. I'd say the balance was almost right. Yes? Yes. Wonderful. Sisters, please, make you ready. No. Don't be alarmed, girl. It's just a formality. A necessity. You must be stripped and searched for weapons. There are assassins anywhere and everywhere. The sisters will make sure you have no chalk or wire in your hair. No poison needles in your mouth or in, well, in your down below. Gently, sisters. She's safe. Excellent. You may leave us then. We need no dark faces to show our time together. I teach of light and love. Concepts your order, sons. So begone. If I catch any of you listening at the walls of my tent, I'll tell my father you struck me. He's a lewd, dull-witted mercenary of God, but when it comes to punishing the disloyal, even he has moments of imagination. So, go. Go! We're alone. Thank the fucking goddess. Now, let me get a closer look at you. You're very pretty. Perhaps this market little province of yours has more to offer than some of the other territories my father has converted. Yes. A lush and ripe and pale. Is that still fair? Or does this rain-soaked country of yours breed women without color? You look like one of those flowers that grow atop your mud moss box. Pale and beautiful. Concealing. Dangerous. Depths. When we first come here, I sent one of the sisters to pick a flower for me. No one had told me about this mud moss. It took her ever so long to sink. She was a favorite of mine. A terrible inconvenience. Though, seeing her struggle and squirm so prettily. Hearing her bang so breathlessly. I did make up somewhat for my loss. Would you bang her sweetly? Would you squirm? You have a body made for it. Oh, don't look so shocked, girl. Are you that naive? Do you even know what that word means? Naive? Did you really believe all those lies about virtue and faith and balance? You're as stupid as the sisters. They believe in what I say because they despise it. Virtue requires personal responsibility. They prefer obedience. It's so much easier. My father believes my words too. The superstitious fool. He believes his daughter is pure and untouched, unsullied by even the thought of sex or sweat or sleek, wet holes. That was the brilliance of my mother's curse. Not it was real, but that she knew he would believe it. If only he knew how I have fucked and sucked my way through half his converts. Oh, and my offer is genuine. Learn what pleasures me. Be a source of delight and heat and hunger. And you can have that seal over there. Wear it and wander where you will. Do good, be evil, I care not. Or refuse me, and... Oh well, my father's priests do get bored with our duties here. A ripe young sinner in need of correction would be a welcome distraction. I agree, it's not much of a choice, but it is a choice nonetheless. And that's what makes me different from my father, darling. So, what say you, girl? Ooh, so eager now. Oh, I like the taste of you. That's one benefit of my father's conquest. There is always something new to experience. So, skin aches or scars, masks and perfumes. One of my chosen. Painted hair. With an oil that wormed a shaker with them. But I like this better. What is it that I taste? Pepper berries. I'll have my father's cowboys pick them up by the bushel. Here, come behind the curtain to my bed. Take this robe off me. Just toss it there, on the floor. I don't care that it's silk, I have hundreds. Oh, get on top of me. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Kiss my throat, down, down, down. Oh. Oh, and my breasts. Oh, God, suck my. Yes, yes, my nipple. Oh, goddess. There is witchcraft in your tongue. Oh, and those berries. I can feel the heat. Oh, my nipples have never been so fucking hard. Oh, bite them. Nip at them. Do it. Do it. Oh, goddess, that is amazing. Oh, lick my tits. Lick them. Lick them. Anoint them. Wait. Why are you stopping? Don't stop. I didn't give you permission to stop. My hands. What? Clever girl. Yes. Take my fingers in your mouth. Oh, yes. Make them wet. The pepper berries. Make them tingle and sting. Oh, yes. Lick my palms. I may have you do this before my father's every Sabbath. Oh, I can sit here looking pure and penitent with my hands clasped together, burning with your wetness. Do you want me to put my hands on you, girl? Do you want me to grind your own dumbness into your tits? Yeah. Do you? Well, fuck that. Maybe later. Maybe. But for now, my hands belong in my tits. Squeezing, caressing. What are you smiling about? Do you like seeing me like this? The Inquisitor's daughter riding like a common slut in a 2-copper alehouse? Don't waste a goddess fucked mouth of yours with smiles. Are you wanted on my cunt? Put your mouth on my cunt. Oh! Oh, that's it! Yes! Oh! Oh! Kiss me! Yes, kiss me now! Devour me! Oh! Grind your lips against mine and your tongue! Oh, your tongue. Oh, inside. Oh, send me a blade. Fuck. Fuck. Deeper. Oh, please. Please, goddess, deeper. 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 Oh, faster. Faster. Oh, fuck. I'm drunk. Oh, fuck. Oh, come on. Burning hell! Oh, everywhere your lips have kissed, everywhere your tongue has tasted, I burn! Oh, God! Oh, yeah! Oh, burn with me! Oh, yeah, money sinner! Come on, you soul! Burn with me! Ah! Oh, girl. I will build a shrine to you. To that mouth. Those lips. Peasants from across the land will bring offerings of pepper berries, and you'll spend your nights worshipping me with your tongue. There's that smile again. Does what I say please you? I think I will keep you. Forget the seal. I'll dress you in robes of silk and silver and make you my handmaiden. My lip maiden. My promise. Fuck my promise. My pleasure is more important than my promise. Haven't you realized it, good girl? My lusts are not that different from my father's. He burns with zealotry. I burn with desire. And both of us need our converts. So, we will begin again soon. I just need to catch my breath. I can barely move after what you did to me. And my skin, my cunt, still burns from the touch of you. I could almost come again. No. No, don't touch my nipple. It's still sensitive. Don't touch. I said, don't. More powerful than earth. And I still burn. Wherever you put your mouth upon me, my lips, my tits, my hands, my cunt, I, no, don't kiss me there. Ah, God, oh my God, oh, no. What have you done to me? Aphrodisiac. The pepper berries mixed with succubus. Its orgasm more powerful than the last. Why isn't it working on you? You took an antidote, didn't you? Give it to me. Give it to me, or I will claw out your eyes. No, don't kiss me again. Oh, God! I can't move. I can't think. Please don't make me come again. Please. Please. You want? Thank goodness. You want? But I will. What do you mean? You're putting one of my hands on my breast. One of my gun. No, that's the feels. It feels so good. I can't stop touching myself. No. How long will this last? Days! No! Sisters will find me. My father will find me. He sees me like this. You'll know I'm violated the curse. Do you know what he'll do to me? And once he does, he'll cut me like a... Oh, clever girl. Found the protection of the curse. You'll think yourself vulnerable. Mortal. Second guess his every action. Become cautious. make mistakes. There are so many inside the Order who hate him. His arrogance. He won us the turn of the year. You are an assassin. Oh, wicked girl. I could have given you everything. Oh, why would you do this? For your people? For their what? What do all you mean? Do I understand what the word means? What word? Salvation? Oh, God! No!